How y'all doing? All right. Those of you that have been here before, and those of you that have not, my name is Minister Lamar Porter. And like always, it's a pleasure to sit in the company of others that are seeking to live their lives according to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always an honor to be in the room with people that are sincere about God. Amen. Because if you're not sincere about God, you're only wasting your own time and fooling your own self. Because God will not be mocked. Mm-hmm. With that said, I'm going to pray, and we're going to get into the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you forgive us all of our sins, Lord. Heavenly Father, take mercy upon me and remove me right now, Father, and let your Spirit show up, Father. For you said in your Word that before you ascended back to the Father, you said that you would send a Comforter unto us, and he shall teach us all things, Lord. Send that teacher, Lord, and let him speak tonight, that our hearts may be changed, that we may find our way to eternal life and salvation, Lord, in your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, if it be anything in us that would hinder us from receiving your word tonight, Lord, I ask that it be removed right now in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
If you do not have a Bible, grab one. Because the way the Lord has me teach, we tend to let the word do the teaching and not me. My opinion means nothing, just like anyone else's opinion doesn't mean anything. But the word is true. Amen.
Amen.
So turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12. And it reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Tonight we're going to be dealing with wrestling against spiritual wickedness. Normally on a Halloween night, this whole Halloween thing was created to celebrate the dead. Tonight we're going to celebrate life in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to start a new tradition. The Lord put on my heart to we're going to look at this verse. Just want you to look at it for a second. It says here, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." Principalities are governments. Amen? All right. It says against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So from the day we were born, we are up against this. The government is not for you. This world is not for you. And it's spirits in this world, and a spirit, one particular spirit, that means you no good. And for the most part, from the time we popped out, that same spirit has been programming us to live opposite of Jesus Christ. Through the Word of God, we find the truth, and he's a lie. The last time I was here, we dealt with make me clean. And we found out that the enemy has gotten us dirty. Amen? From living in this world and listening to his ways of thinking and his way of that a person should live their lives, we've lost our way. You know, I just spoke with a brother just the other day who he said he felt less than a man. He felt like he's not a man because he's not able to financially provide for someone. How many other men in here believe that their worth is in their providing? Anybody?
I used to.
Right, used to. That's a lie. And these are part of the lies that we were programmed. I listen, and I'm not getting off of this. We're going to get right into the word and deal with it. But these things bother me because there's a constant, consistent message of keeping people deceived and deceiving people. But we're not getting into the word of God and finding out truth, and therefore a lot of people are suffering and suffering and suffering. Steve Harvey, a comedian, gets on the radio, and right now everybody takes him to be a man of God for some reason. This guy gets on the radio and he shares his opinion. None of our opinions mean nothing. The word of God means something. And he states on the radio that a man is not a man unless he's providing for a woman and for some children. You know how many stumbling blocks he just put out there for people? You know how many men out here want to give up if they don't, are not able to do that? When God is the provider, we're not the provider. God provides for us all. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, these myths just start to irritate me. But right now, we're dealing with wrestling with spiritual wickedness. First of all, I want us to recognize what we're up against. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and 9. It reads, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Notice what it says. It says he deceived the whole world. Did it say he possibly deceived the whole world? Did it say that he's going to deceive the whole world? It says he deceived the whole world, which some of us and many of us were deceived at one point too. Amen?
Amen.
But through the word of God, we come into truth. No more deception. We see clearly what we're up against, what he's doing. And you're better equipped to fight when you can see what you're up against. Amen?
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. I'm going to read this one, but 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." It tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, have your alert. Stay on alert. How do we stay alert? We stay in the word. There's no other way. We take 1 minute off. We take a day off. We know it goes bad, right? We take that day off, it goes south. This is something you don't want to take a day off from. You want to stay in this all the time. The Bible says, Joshua 1 and 8 says that we're to take this word and meditate on it day and night, and then shall you have good success. It says day and night. Stay in this day. It should be just as comfortable for you. Many of you are saying, "I can't read every day." Then pop it in your, buy it on tape, put it in your CD player on your, what you call it. And once you get to a point where you're have studied this Bible enough, it'll just be in you, period. And that's ultimately what we want to get, right? We want to get where the word resides in us, which is what God promises, that he's going to write his word on our hearts and in our minds. But we got to get in it for it to happen. He's not going to chase you down. He says, "Seek and ye shall find. Those who draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to them." It's not just going to happen by proxy. Amen?
Amen.
It says here, Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, and I'm going to get back to telling you to turn, but this is just a verse just supporting, again, what we're up against. We're wrestling against spiritual wickedness. Revelation 12 and 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. He has a short time. From day one, when Lucifer led that third of the angels to rebel against God, he signed his own death warrant. It's over for him. He doesn't have a second chance. It's a wrap for him. Now he's trying to see who else he can get. Amen. He uses the things in this world, which we last time I was here, make me clean, which we dealt with. The Bible tells us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Why does it tell us that? Because it says, if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. Because it says the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of the world. And Satan runs this world. Amen. So he uses these things to draw us to him, to destroy us. You know, a lot of people get uplifted. I mean, we seek to be rich. A lot of people seek to be rich. I want to be rich. The world tells you if you get money, everything gets good. Amen. Is that what they say? I ain't the only one to think that, right? From the time I was born, they tell us if we get money, life gets good, right? Not true. Brother Keith was saying this morning in his sermon how he visited Arizona, and the people that are living very well, according to the world, are the most miserable people on the planet. Angry. Not all people that are doing well, but most people find out that just the same thing as King Solomon found out, that it's all vanity and vexation of spirit. You'll find out that all this time you put into seeking and chasing this stuff, you'll find out, I got it now, and it ain't nothing to it. It's the same thing with and the women are not the enemy, but it's the same thing with chasing after women. You know? If you want to chase after a woman, you chase after these women, and then when you get them, I don't care if she's a model, or whatever it is, it doesn't never measure up to the height. Never measures up. Once you've obtained it, it never measures up. You say, why did I do this? I invested all this time. Why did I do this? So all we're talking about tonight, brothers, is that we're up against something that wants to destroy us. He just throws a little fish hook in front of us, and he's just reeling you in, but not to help you. A lot of people say, man, I got rich. You know, we got it. Not just rich, but anything that you want to do. I want to accomplish this, I'm going to accomplish that. Most of the time, you need to be really, really careful, because most of the time when something is just sitting there for you or something is drawing you in, it's a trap. It's a trap. So, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 19 to 23. And we're going to see why it said in Revelation that this guy's time is short. This is Jesus Christ talking right here. Mark, chapter 13, verse 19-23. Mark, chapter 13, verse 19-23. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation of God, created unto this time, neither shall be. That's I got this version. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Wrestling against spiritual wickedness. Look what it says. This is Jesus telling us what's going to happen in the end times. In the end times. This is his breakdown of what's happening in the end time. In you and our time. So in other words, we know that all scriptures have to be fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
We know this because the things that were written and prophesied about Jesus from the laws of Moses all the way to the prophets to his coming, when he came, he fulfilled every one of them, didn't he? His life lived out what was written about him, right? So the same thing with you and I. The things that Jesus spoke have to come to pass. You can like it or hate it. It doesn't matter. It's going to go down exactly like he said, because his words produce. He said this and it's going to happen. Now look what he says. He says, in those days, he says, it's going to be affliction. How many people are having hard times right now? Pretty tough out there, right?
Yep.
Pretty challenging out there. Economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the economy, it's just pretty tough out here, period. Right? Yep. Look what it says. It says, and it's going to be as bad as it never, it's going to be in worse in these times, I'm paraphrasing, that it's ever been recorded in the history of the earth. Basically, this is what he's saying. And it says, and except the Lord had shortened those days. God's not going to allow us to have to go through this for a long time. He shortened it. Because we know who the facilitator of this stuff is. It's the enemy. He runs this world. It says, no flesh should be saved if he wouldn't shorten the days. You see that? And it says, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. That's something to rejoice over right there. Because if your name is written in the book of the Lamb, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're one of those chosen ones. And he shortened the days for your sake. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's something to rejoice over. Because he says, elect or not, if the days would linger, we would get some of the okey-doke too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want none of that. Then he goes on and says, this is the warning part. He says, if any man should say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there, he is there, believe him not. I got a question for you real quick. Who would be telling somebody there is Christ? Would it be somebody in the world or a preacher?
World.
I'm going to say it again. Who would be telling people, hey, Christ is here? Would it be a preacher or somebody in the world?
It
would be a preacher. He said, don't believe them. When some false preacher, I'm not saying every preacher, this is a warning. Jesus gave us a warning. I want you to see it. Look in your Bibles. Look what he's saying here. He says, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ. In other words, I'm a bishop or something, and Christ is right here with me. It's not going to be a person in the world telling you that Christ is here. It's going to be a religious person. It's going to be somebody religious. Amen? Or can you go out here right now and tell me somebody you run into the street that actually cares about God right now? Can you take me out there and tell me they're looking for him? They ain't looking for him. They ain't looking for him and don't want him. No. So they ain't going to be telling you here he is. This is a religious person. Amen?
Amen.
And then it says, or lo, he is there. Believe him not. Look why he tells you, say it. He says, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce. Look what they're showing the signs and wonders for. To seduce, right? Bishop so-and-so just opened a big church and they handing out turkeys. Ooh, that's good. Let's go get our turkey. They feeding all the people. Don't be fooled. You will know them by the fruit that they bear. Amen? It's a lot of people that can put on a show. He said they're going to put on one of the greatest shows on earth. This thing is going to be better than Ringling Brothers. Show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. That means someone who is a serious student of in their word. These people, what they're going to be doing is going to be so impressive that it might even fool a serious student of the word. So please tell me, what chance does someone have that doesn't study this thing every day and night? They got no chance, right? Do that? You want to be that person? No. We need to get in this book, right? Jesus is warning us. He said, if you ain't in this book, you might fall for it. Wrestling against spiritual wickedness. So, we are fighting against a spirit, not a man. We know this. If we need to get clean, we need to get clean and we need to get serious about our own souls, our souls. So, how do we do it? Romans 10, 9. Romans 10 and 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is how we do it. How many people in here accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? You made the first step. You made the first step. We've been warned. We know what we're up against. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in this world. This is not something to take lightly. You don't walk around and just say, well, I know my enemy's right around the corner, so what? I'm still going around the corner. You're not too bright. But if you are going around the corner, you get your shield on or whatever you put on and get ready to go around.